Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be with you on this podcast. My name is Sanjay Jha. You know, it's more convenient and, to be very frank, easier to sometimes chat with you on a podcast as opposed to writing, you know, weekly articles. With so many developments and every day something or the other happening, it's easier to communicate perhaps on a podcast. So let me get going right away. Today, I want to focus on a topic which really is heating up. A lot of people I meet these days are worried. They are extremely concerned with what they say is the rise of a subterranean dictatorship in India, which, by the way, is more difficult to challenge because you have a democratically elected government. Let's take a couple of simple examples. Can you believe it? That a government of 282 MPs in Lok Sabha has been threatened by a Priya Pillai and a Teesta Settlement, two women who are social activists, one fighting for the environment, the other for the Gujarat riot victims. They are a threat to the national security? They are a threat to the national economy? I mean, is Mr. Modi's government so weak as to believe that one individual or two individuals who are passionately fighting for whatever cause they have are derailing the entire country? Well, if Mr. Modi's government is so weak, timid, or incapable, then I think we should all be very worried in our country as to who is at the helm of affairs. Think about it. The US ambassador to India, Richard Verma, said on the Greenpeace episode where they were banned that this has had a chilling effect. Look at, for example, the way this government has gone to the Supreme Court to fight for criminal defamation as being very appropriate, when we all know that criminal defamation has been used as a tool to intimidate and harass people who may be speaking against politicians. I mean, recently you had a senior BJP leader threatening Mr. Rahul Gandhi of the same. I mean, you know, how bizarre can you get? I mean, you know, there is no openness and transparency in political and public discourse anymore if you're critical of this government. I mean, you know, I don't want to get into details at this point because, you know, a podcast can't go on and on. But the fact that, you know, you have several leaders of the Congress party suspended from the Lok Sabha for raising up an issue of corruption, which this government was fully aware of, whether it's a ghastly, macabre killings in the Vyapam scam in Madhya Pradesh, whether it's the alleged 36,000 crore PDS scam in Chhattisgarh, whether it's a very, you know, shady nexus between, Vasundhara Raje in Rajasthan and her son with Lalit Modi, or the fact that you have India's external affairs minister showing a highly charitable disposition towards a man who was clearly beating the Indian law in an IPL scam that runs into thousands and thousands of crores. I mean, there are no answers. I mean, end of day, where are we headed? I mean, look at the way this government is treating the IIT, the IIMs, the Film and Television Institute of India students. I mean, every day there is a threat being given. If you don't like it, leave it. I mean, this is not democracy for sure. And what is the excuse the BJP gives us all? What is the excuse the BJP spokespersons, you know, religiously throw up in the debates where they come and, you know, make a hell of a lot of noise? Development. Please don't complain about, you know, freedom of expression. Don't worry about the abuse of investigating machinery. Don't worry about the draconian powers of law. Don't worry about how we are stifling individual liberty, because we are going to give you growth and development. Well, a question to the BJP and Mr. Modi's government. Can you tell me how many ports, airports, domestic or international, the IT revolution, the telecom revolution, the biggest factories in India, the services in India, the call centers, the BPOs, the highways in India. Tell me, has India become the third largest economy in the world in purchasing power parity within, you know, 60 odd years after independence on account of the BJP? They have hardly been in government. Mr. Modi has been for a year and a half, and we know what a disaster he has been. So end of day, it has been largely the Congress ruled government, but we did not make so much of noise over growth and development. And growth and development cannot be a substitute. We need growth. Yes, we need development. Yes, we need inclusive development, carry the poor and the underprivileged along with us. But we need our freedom as well. So what you're finding in India today is a very subtle but a subterranean dictatorship. It's a very autocratic regime that threatens us all. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason why it's important that we need to rise above our petty parochial political differences in ideology or preferences and use the social media to express ourselves is because if we don't, then I think the entire Indian democracy comes under threat. We can't afford it. We can't afford it because let me tell you, the risks are enormous. And believe me, I mean, you know, end of day, we are vulnerable. So there is a massive challenge ahead of us. But I do hope that, you know, not just political parties which are fighting it out as even as we talk, like the Congress Party, but I hope everyone on social media will stand up and withstand the attempt being made to, you know, kind of throttle, stifle and browbeat individual freedom of expression. And that, I think, is a critical fight that all of us should be engaged in. Well, you know, this is all for the moment. I hope to be doing a lot of these podcasts with you going forward. You know, it's fun. Please post your feedback to me on Twitter. And I look forward to a lot more and many more engaged conversations with you going forward. Have a fantastic day ahead and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.